We are very grateful to our Lord God that we can come together. And Brother Müller, just now, he used the word promise in his prayer before God. I have here before me 91 promises. I just took them out from the Holy Scripture. And here they are written, all of them, one after the other. 91 promises which God has given. And the word promise, again, 59 times, to emphasize that God did both. He promised and He fulfilled. It's just so powerful. It's one thing to read that we are the children of promise, and it's a different thing to believe the promises with all our hearts and to experience them. Brothers and sisters, friends, just feel at home in the Lord. Be welcome, all of you, in the name which is above every name. Most surely we have today visit for the who are here today for the first time. Would you please stand up, all those who are here today for the first time. Please stand up. Do we have? Oh, some. God bless you. God bless you, precious sister. God bless you. Thank you very much. Then we have visit from South Africa, from Angola, yes, from various countries, from all of East and West Europe. And we are very, very grateful to the Lord. Then we have greetings from Finland, from Denmark, from the USA, from Canada, from New Zealand, Australia, India, Pakistan, Romania, Italy. Yes. Then I made the notice here, the remark, all of Africa, the DRC, then South Africa. And in the DRC, there are now about 2,000 brothers and sisters gathered together with Brother Dr. Mbie, who are listening now, who are tuned in. We are just so grateful. Greetings from Kenya. Time and again, brothers were sending greetings from all the various countries. With that, what is happening politically, we will deal with it just briefly. Really, only briefly. But however, we noticed that in particular with Israel and with Jerusalem, the thing is taking its course now. And it's really only about peace, and again about peace. And if the Holy Scripture predicts, when they shall say, now is peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them, as travail cometh upon a woman with child. We all understood what is happening now, be it the president of the USA, be it Netanyahu, be it the Pope. Whosoever speaks, all are saying what they mean to have to say. The best Netanyahu said, on what date? Somewhere it should be written. Here it's written. Netanyahu declared, namely in this week, that the city remains undivided and will remain the capital. And then, here once again, Jerusalem is the united capital of Israel. Jerusalem was always our city and belonged to us and to no other country. And then, in closing, Jerusalem will never be divided anymore. All the others, they want the division. We will see who will be right. Then, just briefly, after Barack Obama, actually his name is Hussein, his second first name is Hussein, and he really, in the local newspaper here of yesterday, it's written here in Arabic language. In the Arabic language, he said the greeting in Cairo, Salam Alaikum. This means so much as peace be with you in Arabic. Salam, English, Shalom. Peace be with you. And we just have to say it. In the moment, all are playing an important role, be it the Pope, be it Obama. But our question is, if already that, what will happen after the rapture is so much in preparation. How close is then the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord? Many things could be read here, but I read you the 10 points now, which after the visit in Cairo were made from the Islamic side. The Hebrews of the Bible are in no connection with the Jews of today. The Hebrews of the Bible were originally Arabs. The prophets of the Bible were Muslims. King Solomon was a Muslim prophet. The Temple of Solomon never belonged to the Israelites, but to the Canaanites. The Canaanites are the ancestors of the Palestinians. The Bible has nothing but what the Jews are imagining. And nothing is, I didn't understand. The Jews of today are the ancestors of the tribe of Khazars from the 13th century and have no historic right to the land of Israel. It is a Zionist invention that the Temple Mount is in Jerusalem. Zionism is racism. These were the 10 points which after this high visit of Obama were made public in Cairo. Now just as a remark here, you all know it. The two most big religions on earth, which have more than a billion in number, Catholicism and Islam. And these two religions are uniting now because there's one goal before them. I noticed it here. I noted down. Until the Tower of Babylon, there was only one language on the earth. And this was the Hebrew language. Let us just imagine. 1,757 years, there was only one language on the earth. And this was Hebrew. And then came the building of the tower. Then came the building of the Tower of Babel. And then came the confusion. And then came all the other languages. I noted down some things here. But we are not here to have a history lesson here. But it's just so important that we understand in what kind of time we have arrived. And also in Jerusalem, never mind of all the so-called holy sites, the Vatican wants Mount Zion. And Islam has the Temple Mount. What now? Now what now? And the Jews? The people of Israel? Yes.
Das Ganze hat Endzeit Charakter.
The whole thing has end-time character. And I tell you, one could read a number of scriptures to show us what is taking place in this very moment, what is very up-to-date now. But so much we know. God will complete His plan. And all the politicians on earth can only do that what has to happen now in the end time. Whosoever is being used to it will play the role. But right at the end, it will be fulfilled. We read it here last Wednesday from the prophet Isaiah, from chapter 40, verse 15. Isaiah 40, verse 15. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. Verse 17. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing, and vanity. Vanity. Regardless of how many inhabitants in China are, or somewhere on earth, whole nations have no value without God. Without God, no nations and no individual has any value. Only if God has put an eternal value into us, then let us read it once again. It's written in the Word of God. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as the small dust on the balance. A very practical example. Who was carrying water? Who was emptying the bucket? There on the top, the drops are remaining on the edge if one has emptied the bucket. And then the nations are counted before the Lord God as a drop on the edge of the bucket. And who doesn't know what dust means? Every housewife knows what dust means. They're always cleaning. Not so. And then in the kitchen, there's the balance, the scale. There's also a bit of dust on it. But this dust doesn't weigh anything. It's just wiped away. And then, yeah. And so are the nations. That's how God said it. That's how the nations are. Also the USA as a nation. All nations of the earth are as a drop of a bucket, as a small dust on the scale. And let us say it once again. The real value God lays into our lives. And therefore, we are precious in the sight of our God. Yes, even a null. We are surprised. But it's written in the Bible, verse 17. Isaiah 40, verse 17. All nations before him are as nothing. And they are counted to him less than nothing. As not present at all, and as a null, as null and void. Only the people of God has a real value. And God, in the Old Testament, by Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he has given the promises. Promise, and again, promise. And then came the leading out of the people of God. Let my people go. Not one people that has no meaning, which has no worth, as a drop of a bucket. No, let my people go. And behold, the people went out. And then God said, let my firstborn son go. I tell you, the divine plan of salvation is very, very wonderful. Then today, I brought with me something which will shock us a bit. But you all know, if we refer to the first coming of the Lord, then we go to the Word of God and are finding the promises. Also in Isaiah 40, be it in Malachi 3, and we have the confirmation in the New Testament that John the Baptist was that man whom God has sent to prepare the way for the Lord. And that by his ministry, the divine plan of salvation took its beginning and the way was prepared for the Lord. And our Lord continued. And when the work of redemption happened, then God continued through the church. It was always a continuation of that what God has done on earth according to his promises. In Berlin, on Ascension Day, a brochure was given to me of the well-known prophetess, one has to say now, Ellen White, the founder, together with William Miller, of the Seventh-day Adventists. And do you know what is written here? I just read the two lines here. Ellen White, or Mrs. White, from her first vision on, in the year 1844 until her death, 1915, Ellen White received more than 2,000 visions, and she wrote about 50 books. A woman who only fantasized, who had no divine message at all. But the most terrible comes now, that she referred to Malachi chapter 4, to be that prophet who should come before the great and terrible day of the Lord. Here it's written on page 48. God, among other things, through the prophet Malachi, in chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, he promised a prophet just before the great day of his judgment. He promised Elijah and announced the prophet Elijah. And now it continues. Elijah, he announced the prophet. As you saw in our last program, the time of the divine judgment starts at the end of the 2300 prophesied years. This period ended in the year 1844, where this end-time prophet should arise. And this prophet, who fulfilled all 12 tests of a prophet, is without a doubt Ellen White. One just has to imagine, there a whole denomination is being misled only because they believed a man and followed a man, a human being. Brothers and sisters, let us say it very clearly. We are not preaching Paul and not Peter. We are preaching Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we see that people in all of the past were misled. And let us be honest. If we today go to our people around us, if we speak with them about a prophet, then they get itching ears. With the people, we have to speak about Jesus Christ. The teaching, this comes in the second lesson. Firstly, the people have to be led to the Lord, must become believers, must have an experience with God personally. I was actually very sad when it was given to me in Berlin by people who were in our meeting, and I didn't know exactly whether it should be for my information or whether they really believe it. Now, we believe, based upon the Holy Scripture, that we only now have arrived at the end of the time of grace. We don't believe that 1844 the divine judgment started. The last judgment will be after the millennium. After the millennium, according to Revelation 20, from verse 11. But people have their interpretations of the scripture. They pass them on. But we believe that the Lord, in our time, has fulfilled His word, and He has sent a message through a messenger to bring the church back, just to bring her back to the beginning, to the origin. Not that we follow a man, but that we really our Lord, Jesus Christ, that we follow Him, we believe Him, and the ministry which God has given, that we receive it. I said this all with a specific purpose. Last Saturday, we were in Brussels. Just briefly, don't worry. Don't worry, it will be very short now. But I want that you know that God has really given me the grace from all the beginning, from the very beginning. Somehow I got the informations and about what God did on the earth. Or even I had part in it personally. After 1946, God has blessed Brother Branham in such a way. It was in April 1948 that the first Voice of Healing magazine was published. 1948. And all the Voice of Healing magazines, I got it. The first page, I copied it. All the Voice of Healing newsletters, as they came out in the course of years, how they were accompanying the ministry of Brother Branham. There, overseas, I got all these Voice of Healings. I was in Dallas, Texas. I knew Gordon Lindsay personally. His wife was of German origin with the name of Schimpf. I really followed up the beginnings. And then God, as you all know, God has given me the wonderful grace not only to know Brother Branham in Karlsruhe for 1 week and then in Dallas, Texas, but to just receive the revelation of what it is about in his ministry. And this, I just want to say it here, just that you know it. I really, the 21 letters from the time of Brother Branham, from 1958 on until 1965, I kept all these letters in this file. I didn't just jump in something and just come down and didn't jump in it. But really, from the very beginning, I personally, I was able to convince myself of all what God did. Here I have it. In the victory of the cross, the meetings in Karlsruhe, the meetings in Zurich from September 1955. I have it. I say this out of a very specific purpose. My text today is in responsibility before God. I spoke about it recently. There was never a time on earth where the proclamation was connected with such a responsibility as now. Because now all things are summarized, are coming to its completion. And we, by His grace, we can hear the last message by grace. Not only hearing it, but also believing it. Also this I told you. I flew to Washington. I saw this picture in the Hall of Art in Washington on that 18th of December. I hold it in these hands. I convinced myself of all what Brother Branham got revealed from God. I convinced myself personally. Then, yes, we have it. You all know it. I showed it many times. Be it the Science magazine, Life magazine, where they reported about the supernatural cloud when Brother Branham was in the mountains. I have all these documents with me from the USA. We have not followed cunningly devised fables, but we recognized that God God has blessed and dealt and worked in a supernatural way in our time. Then I once again brought with me what was written in the German Voice of Healing in April 1963. It was published. Namely, here it's written, everything. Here's my photograph. Here's the headline. An extraordinary experience with God. Edition, April 1963. Here all the dates are written. The 2nd of April, the 3rd of December. Here it's written of the famine, of that what the Lord said. I didn't invent something sometime, but from the very beginning, I was led by God into that what He has ordained for this time. These are divine decisions. There's no other way. Did I knew of a brother Branham? Did I knew what God promised for this time? But I'm grateful. With all my heart, I'm grateful that the faithful Lord has given me this great privilege with my own eyes to see, with my own ears to hear, and also that what happened in the course of years, to witness it, to then, as a true witness, also could testify of it. The word which we'll have as a subject, as a red line, we have it in 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. And here, in particular, two verses. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, and then verse 6. Ye are of God, little children. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. If you read the verses before, whoever denied that Jesus was manifested in the flesh, he was of the Antichrist spirit. Notice here, especially from verse 4, the beginning. Note, ye are of God. That's how this man of God addresses the children of God. And then he comes to himself and to the brothers. Also in the plural, not in singular, in verse 6, we are of God. You who have become believers, ye are of God. And we, who we are preaching the word, we are also of God. Here is the connection. Here the connection was established from God's side, from God Himself. Ye are of God. We, who we are preaching the word, just read all of you. Read with us. Verse 4. Ye are of God, little children. Verse 4. And verse 6. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. This is a strong declaration, and it's true. Only he who is born of God will really be able to receive the word of God. All the others, they will judge it with their mind, but they will not receive it and believe it with all their heart, and they will not get it revealed. Before one can get the word revealed, one has to believe it first. One has to believe it and receive it first. When I was reading this like that, it could sound very puffed up. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. But brothers and sisters, let us say it as it is. Who in this time is born of the Spirit of God and who is born of the seed of God, born again unto a living hope, he will now hear the true words of God. He will not run after any interpretation anymore, but he will hear the word of God in the original, and he will believe it with all his heart. In the Gospel of John, in chapter 8, also a very well-known word, our Lord spoke with the scribes at that time, and they didn't accept his word. And in chapter 8, verse 45, our Lord says, "And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not." And then once again, in verse 47, "He that is of God heareth God's words." As John also said it by the Holy Spirit. Do we want to be something by it? Or do we put the emphasis, the value on that? That all of the people of God in this time understand that God has given promises and that God fulfills the promises and that now is the time of the calling out and of the preparation. Did not all remain in the Trinity doctrine? Did not all remain in the triune baptism? Whether they were prophetesses or prophets, all went on their own ways. In our time, it was different. In our time, God has brought us back to the beginning, has shown us the way so that the end becomes like the beginning. Let us say it also. Let us say it openly and freely. All the religions are joining and all are happy that they can join. There's only the elect flock which now really is of God, born again by the seed of the word and by the Holy Spirit, is being led into all the truth. With all the others, one cannot even speak. They don't want to hear anything because it's not ordained for them. And let us say this also, without judging, what kind of value have all the religions in the eyes of God? What kind of value? So much as the drop on a bucket, so much as the dust corn on the scale, not more. And again we see the indescribable grace of God. In English, one sings a song, "Why me? Why did God call you? Why did God call me? Why? What is election? Election was God's foreknowledge before the foundation of the world. And therefore it's written, those whom he has chosen, them he also justified. And those whom he justified, them he also glorified." It is an indescribable grace which God has given us in this time to hear the word in the original and to believe it. I noted down 4 scriptures where other spirits are at work. The spirit of time, the Antichrist spirit, all the various spirits, they are really in the churches and denominations at work. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3, an Antichrist spirit. 1 John, spirit of error. 2 Corinthians 11, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2 and 4. Another spirit, another gospel, another Christ is being preached. Today, all are speaking of Christ. Doesn't matter what they say of him, but all are speaking of him. Another spirit is at work, but in the church of the living God, there is only the Spirit of God at work, and the Spirit of God leads into all the truth, and the truth remains forever. God's holy word. In Ephesians chapter 2, from 1 to 2, it speaks of the spirit of time who is doing his havoc in the children of disobedience. And here we are already in this on this important point. Disobedience is as the sin of witchcraft. Obedience and faith belong together. We're just so grateful that God has given us now the grace not only to believe, but to obey everything whatever God's word commands us and what the Lord requires of us. And if we look up a very special place now from 2 Chronicles chapter 18, where it speaks of that prophets were deceived and that a lying spirit came upon them. What is today in the religions? What is today among the people? Nothing but a lying spirit. And because they didn't believe the truth, therefore God sent them strong delusion. Also to those who pretend to believe the message. In 2 Chronicles, chapter 18, we have the story with Micah and with a prophet. Let us read just a couple of verses from verse 12. And the messenger that went to call Micah spake to him, saying, "Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. Let thy word, therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and speak thou good." Say as like all the others said, and then you will be spared. And Micah answered in verse 13, let us read it. "As the Lord liveth, even what my God saith, that will I speak." This is the attitude of a true man of God, be it in the Old or New Testament, be it yesterday or today. This is our attitude before God. In verse 15 we read, and the king said to him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord? And then it came. Then he said the plain truth. And this the king didn't like. Verse 18. And Micah said, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, and all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. And then he heard the conversation which was taking place with the Lord and with those around him. Verse 21, and he said, this spirit said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, thou shalt entice him, and thou shalt also prevail. Go out and do even so. Whoever doesn't believe the truth is condemned to believe the lie. Then, in verse 22, now therefore, behold, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of these thy prophets. And the Lord has spoken evil against thee. What did God decide about all those in our time who believe the lie and who have really turned their back to the truth? Back to the word to Isaiah 40. What kind of value have people who don't believe God, who don't believe the word of God, who believe a lie? What can God do with them? Shall he take them up into glory to again continue? Or shall he let them down so that up is peace forever? The Lord will take only people to glory who by the blood of the Lamb were redeemed, who were purified. People who received the new life, the life of God by His grace. So, the one are the various spirits who are at work. The time of the lying spirit, the sleeping spirit, there is a whole register. But then I'm really happy when we read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where in the church it speaks of what the Lord does by the Holy Spirit in the church by His grace. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but one and the same Spirit. Various gifts which God gives by His grace, but only one and the same Spirit. How many times did we say it? Before the unity can be in the church, it has to be among the preachers first. If it's not among the preachers, how shall it be then in the church? God wants to establish the harmony again. God wants to bring everything back into its original state, so that it can be said, by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. This has to become true as God said it. And then, in verse 5, and there are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. Verse 6, and there are diversities of operations, but only one and the same God, who worketh all in all. Brothers and sisters, we need the supernatural working of God, the working by the Holy Spirit. The word latter rain was already mentioned. In Zechariah 10, it's written that God will send the early and the latter rain. In James 5, it's also written that the farmer waiteth for the precious fruit of the field until the latter rain and early rain falls. We, as the church, are really now on the last period of the way before the return of our Lord. And there just has to be a desire in us to have a supernatural experience with God. Not with force and with, but no, with praise. With praise. The wonderful spirit baptisms we experienced when believers were praising the blood of the Lamb, and who were rejoicing about the redemption and the forgiveness, and were thanking so much with their hearts until the transition so that the Holy Spirit took over, and so all were filled who believed the word and who experienced the grace. It's a promise which God has given. It doesn't profit at all if we read the word of promise. What did we say? How many times? 91 times. If we find it written there, 91 times, it doesn't profit us. It has to address us personally. God promised in the last days to pour out of His Spirit upon all flesh. God promised, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, it shall and it will happen. And we believe with all our hearts that we not only have a message of restoration, but that God will keep His word and that He will give the restoration in reality. There's no other way. God stands to His word. We can promise something, and perhaps we cannot keep it. But God's promises remain. They do not stagger forever. As a German song goes, Jesus sealed with His own blood what He promises in His word. What did Peter say in the first sermon? These men, these people are not full of wine, as you think. Here is being fulfilled. Here the promise is fulfilled, what God has given through the prophet Joel. And John preached his sermon, and he said, I baptize you with water unto repentance. He that cometh after me, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. What was the result? There appeared unto them tongues as cloven tongues as like a fire. Not just a flame of fire which come from one's eyes or mouths. No, cloven tongues as of fire. Why cloven tongues of fire? The tongue is a evil. The tongue is kindled by hellfire, as James has written. But at Pentecost, all of the man, the whole human being, and especially the tongue, was dedicated to the Lord. She was purified, it was purified by the fire of God. And afterward, one could proclaim the great deeds of God. Afterward could happen as the Spirit gave them utterance. Not with the old and defiled and tongue kindled by hellfire, poison tongue, we did much harm. And just be honest now. Is there one member on the body of a man through which so much havoc and evil was caused as with the tongue? Oh, what kind of things are said? And then God took man. He sanctified him, with purified the tongue with a divine fire. And then the anointing of the Holy Spirit reached its ordination. And that's how it happened at the beginning. And that's how it has to happen now at the end. Because only by this, the church becomes one heart and one soul. And just if you would like to read on here, in verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit all. Do we only want to read it, or do we want to experience it? Shall it become like this in our midst? Just say amen. If so, if it shall be like this, then we have to go with it on our inside and not only have an observation lesson, but to have a desire, a longing toward God, expressing it toward God, that what happened at the beginning also now happens at the end. In verse 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit works then in all the Spirit baptized, and they are one body and many members. Many members are making up one body, and then we have a divine harmony also among the ministries, beloved brothers, also among the ministries. We then have the divine harmony. Verse 9 to 11. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Everything by the Spirit. Everything worked by God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Nobody brings with himself something. Everything is given to us by God himself. Then, verse 10 and 11, to another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits, to another, diverse kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. And then comes the crowning. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. And then we see the body of Christ, the body of Christ in function, to which he was ordained. And then we see that the church has a great task and a great responsibility also in this time. not only I and the ministering brethren, but all of the church has a responsibility that God comes to his right, that the Spirit of God can be at work, so that in our midst God's word can be confirmed. And the same ministry which our Lord carried out, he wants to continue by the church. And what did Brother Branham say? That what the Lord did through his ministry, this will also happen through the church in the full restoration. So, not only I or my beloved brothers who are having part in the word proclamation, let us just confess before the Lord together, we are having a responsibility before God. We are having a responsibility before God that the last message is reaching the ends of the earth. We are having the responsibility before God that all the promises are finding their fulfillment. And we are also having, let it just be said very briefly, if, for instance, brothers are saying, Brother Frank, you may not mingle in local churches. I'm not doing this at all. I don't want to do it at all. But if we shall come back to the beginning, then we have to read the book of Acts. Then we have to see what kind of responsibility in the local church was. Acts 15 is the best example for it. Here, not only apostles, here apostles and elders were coming together, namely in the church. The early church didn't know of any one-man system. The American system is one man, and this is the pastor, and after him comes nothing, and then comes again nothing behind him, after him. No, this is not right. In the local churches, there were elders. There were elders, and even Paul was calling the elders, that they came to him, Acts 20, and he spoke with them. He didn't call the five ministries, he called the elders who had responsibility in the local church. You were appointed before the flock, back to the biblical order. Let us read it. Acts chapter 15, the last part, in verse 2, at the beginning it says, Acts 15, verse 2, when therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. Then verse 4, and when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. Verse 6, and the apostles and elders came together for to consider of this matter. Not one man has decided, but the apostles, the elders, those who had a responsibility before God. And then it says at the end, it was the Holy Ghost's decision and ours. So, in every way, back to the Word of God. Back to that what was left to us from the times of the apostles. Verse 22, then pleased it to the apostles and elders with the whole church. You see, the whole church were also bearing responsibility. I'm asking you today, all of you, all the ministering brethren, all the elders, all the church, let us bear responsibility together so that we come into the presence of God, so that the heaven is open above us, so that we really lay our will into the will of God, and so that the Lord can come to his right. And then it can also happen, as in Acts 13, in Antioch from verse 1, Acts 13, from verse 1, now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, and so forth. Verse 2, and they ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Ghost said, the Holy Ghost commanded, separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. Brothers and sisters, let us summarize of what's all about. We are really very close to the end. And I think this we all understood. So intensive as it is now with Israel about Jerusalem and about the peace, so intensive we didn't experience it until now. It's not about any other cities on earth, not about Moscow, not about Washington, it's not about any other city, only about that city which God has chosen, only about Mount Zion, of which the teaching shall go forth. It's only about that, and we really see that everything has come now into the last round. And I say it once again, and I would be certain, if the Lord would be here today, he would say, I foretold you all things. When you see these things coming to pass, I could read from the prophet Daniel, I could read from Revelation 13, what is really coming to pass now. And if we all see this, and we hear it, and if we witness it, what is then left to us? Then to come closer to the Lord, to again consecrate ourselves to him and say, have thine own way with us. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, not only ministering brethren, but the whole church. And please, don't forget it. These two verses from 1 John 4, verse 4. Ye are of God. And then, we are of God. And therefore you are hearing what we are saying and preaching in the name of the Lord. There is a connection to it from the people of the people, the church, to those who are preaching the word. What was Brother Branham said, told on the 7th of May 1946? When you get the people to believe you, then nothing will withstand your prayer, not even cancer. The preacher must get to the point that the people don't only believe God, But they believe that the preacher preaches the word by the commission of God, and then by the commission of God acting upon it, not acting in one's own commission. And I say it, I tell it to you with all my heart, in that moment where we all understand and when we all are aware that it was the command of the Lord, on the sick they will lay hands on and it will become better with them. And I promise you, if we come with this attitude as the sick one for prayer, and if we know it's not the brother at all who lays now hands on it, the Lord said on the sick they will lay hands and it will become better with them. Let us have this attitude and say, beloved Lord, I'm not going to that brother. I'm coming to you. You have said it. You said it. You gave the command. On the sick they shall lay hands on and they shall recover. Whoever comes with this faith, God cannot disappoint him. He has to keep his word and he has to confirm his word on him. Brothers and sisters, we may ourselves be placed upon this ground of faith, and we can trust God in everything, up to creation wonders which he has done by his grace. Also in the ministry of Brother Branham, creating wonders he did. He spoke and it happened. But let us say it once again. The Lord, of course, said, and it belongs to the Great Commission, not only to preach the gospel, but the believers, to baptize the believers and to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That's how it is written in the same Great Commission. And if we dare together take responsibility, and if we bear the word in our heart, and if it gets a revelation in us, really getting a revelation in us, here, not a man is doing something, but by the commission of God he is acting, then God has no choice but to confirm the faith and the word and to give what we have asked for. So, in the summary, we want to say confidently what the spirit of time, what the spirit of the air, and all the other spirits are doing on all over the earth and are working is one thing. The Church of Jesus Christ is under the anointing and leading of the Holy Spirit. And here the Lord will distribute as it is well pleasing to God, and will bring us into the stand, so that everything what is reported in this book and written in it, that it becomes really true, a reality. Brothers, also we are preaching the word, let us have new courage. Let us trust the Lord anew. I don't have the responsibility to the fulfillment. God has the responsibility. I just need to believe and just have to pray, and the Lord will confirm his word. Let us say it once again. God, among billions of people, he has given us the grace to believe as the scripture says. He has given us the grace to believe the promises altogether, but in particular for our time. Children of promise, believe the word of promise and are seeing the fulfillment of what God promised. What can God do more. Whoever is of God hears His voice. And to the scribes, the Lord said it very clearly. You don't hear because you are not of God. There we see the believers and the unbelievers, the children of God and those who are not children of God. Once again, the word from Isaiah. What is the man without God? What kind of future has he? What kind of hope has he? Of earth you are taken, and to the dust you shall return. Shall this be all? But our Lord says, except a man is born again, otherwise he cannot even see the kingdom of God. It must come to the point that not only we are in the kingdom of God, but that the kingdom of God is in us. As Brother Schmidt has read from Romans 14, verse 7, whether we live to the Lord. Yes, we live to the Lord because He died for us. Let us today glorify the power of the blood together. Let us glorify the power of the Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. Because we are really looking back to so many years in which the Lord has blessed and has done great things. He will do even greater things. And if we didn't speak today with much volume and sound and swing, then because of all the translators, if I could speak as it is around my heart, brothers and sisters, this word lives in me. It is precious to me. It is my food. And it will not return void. It will accomplish for what the Lord has sent it for. Blessed and praised be the ever faithful God who has revealed Himself to us personally in Jesus Christ and who now brings the plan of salvation to its completion, in which we can have part by His grace. To our God be the honor forever. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us thank. Who says a chorus which we can sing? I love Him. I love Him.
Let us sing it in English. How many believe that God will finish His work with the church in our time? Just say Amen.
Amen.
There's no other way. There's no other way. Before our very eyes, Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. I don't know whether the sisters have a song which can bring us closer to the Lord, to join us with Him more deeply. And then together we'll thank the Lord
really thanking Him together for that what God has done in us, in each one of us personally. We are gathered here from many languages, from various nations, and God has led it in such a way that we can be here because He wanted it this way and He ordained it that way. As sure as He has called from all peoples, tongues and nations, to Him the living God be the honor. Do you wish to sing us a fitting song?
Wenn wir wandeln im Herrn, Gottes Wort uns erstellen, o wir finden der Dunkel und Grau, denn er lenkt jeden Schritt, seine Gnade geht mit, bei uns allen die Folgen Traum, Folgen und Traum, wird zum Siegen und Schaum, wirst du Frieden der Seele, musst du folgen und Traum. Nicht ein Schatten entsteht, jede Wolke vergeht, wenn sein Lächeln die Seele erfreut. Weder Zweifel noch Schmerz können Ängsten das Herz, wenn wir trauen und gehorchen allzeit. Folgen und Traum wird zum Siegen und Schaum, willst du Frieden der Seele, musst du folgen und Traum. Uns bedrückt keine Last, die nicht er auch erfasst, auf ihn lürfen wir alle Zeit wahr. Er hat Segen bereit, auch im Kreuz und im Leid, wenn gehorsam wir folgen und trauen. Folgen und trauen wird zum Siegen und Schauen, willst du Frieden der Seele, musst du folgen und trauen. Unser Leben und Sein gehört Jesus allein. Auf dem Brandaltar will er es schauen. Denn die Zucht, die er übt, und die Kraft, die er gibt, sind für die, die ihm folgen und trauen. Folgen und trauen wird zum Siegen und Schauen, willst du Frieden der Seele, musst du folgen und trauen. Einst wird er offenbar seiner wartenden Schar, die den König in Schöne soll schauen. Einen Platz auf dem Thron, ja das Reich und die Kron, gibt er denen, die folgen und trauen. Folgen und trauen Frieden und Schau, wirst du Frieden der Seele, musst du folgen und trauen.
Amen.
Amen.
Now,
we ask our brother from Angola that he comes to the front, that he prays with us. And also brother Didier. Please come both. Come to the front. And thank the Lord in your language. Where is the brother from Angola?
God bless you now, mates. You pray in your language. You just pray. Thank the Lord. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. My God, yeah.
Let us pray. Zambi tatangolo yos. Bet me vutula matondo na toala nge Seigneur. Na grâce nge mesala na katna betu. Samana kuiza na place pe kuandinga nange. Merci Seigneur, samana kuandinga. Yai ke son interprétation motu. Me yinange mosi Seigneur, kena kupesa betu. Merci pe Seigneur, samana kisad nange. Na tangu ya inge prepare ke samana kudisa betu ndingai. Bika, gloire nyoso Seigneur avutuka na nasika nange. Sakumuna dibuta nangyo Seigneur. Sakumuna pebet me kuandinga ya Seigneur. Bika ndinga ya pesa. Luzingu pe vi. Eternel na katna betu Seigneur. Merci une fois de plus nangyo sino sa na katna betu. Bika Seigneur. Pardon nangyo vwana na katna betu. Lenvo nangyo fumu ya kita na katna betu. Pe Saint-Esprit a sele parole na kata mintima na betu. Merci nanyo so Seigneur. Yabit me lomba nge sakumu na beto. Na kumbe so Kristo pe mvulisi na beto. Amen.
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 Amen. Paar Worte haben wir verstanden. Ja. Amen. Ja. Mein Gott.
Mukalenga wa chijila Zambi wa Abraham, Zambi wa Jacobo, Zambi wa Isaka. Tuji tulokumpala kwe banzambi wetu wakukwela tuwa sakijila. Tatu mujilolu jalelu wakumana kwa kula netu mujijeva. Butumbi nilumu bikuluila nkujuwe wankajeva. Tatu ujimutu hajijeva buwase tuetu bonso tuikala mubobo. Zambi wanyi wakumana kutusangisha kumpala kwa mesa eba. Wani habula baha tuikala tujaneba. Oh nkolo na bankolo. Mokonzi na lola pe mabele yo sili kotinda liloba na yo po biso nyonso toko kana kolia bilei ya ndenge moko na poko ya lelo osili kolobela mitema na biso tika nkolo yo moko oko kana kokamba moko na moko po toko kana kozonga na kondima tika te obeissance ezala kati na mitema na biso nzambe na biso tozali kosenga yo bolimbisi. Yo kwa kakotala masumu na biso olimbisa yango. Makila na yo, makila ya Yesu Kristo yo kwa kakosoko na biso. Oh, zambi wachijila, butumbini lumbi kulile kujue wanka yeba. Wikala netu mfumu wabamfumu. Utulombo la, ulombo la jiku jeba jishima mbulo babujima. Wikala ni bonso, nanga basajijibeba. Zambi wetu nyuma weba tulombo la, nimijibu yeba yenzeka, mujina ya mkalenga, ni musungi wetu Yesu Kristo. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God hat all die Sprachen zugelassen.
God allowed all these languages, and he understands every language. And all may come to him. Before we pray together, let us bow our heads. Let us close our eyes. Let us open our hearts. Do we have special prayer requests? Please raise your hands. Those who have very special petitions which we can bring before the Lord. Great God, We are looking up your word. We are laying our hands on it because we believe that every word is true. We believe in the full redemption. O Lamb of God, O Lamb of God, you on the cross of Calvary, you have won the victory. Amen. Hallelujah. As a song goes. Beloved Lord, you on your body, you bear all the sickness, all the sins, all you have nailed to the cross. You died for us so that we might receive forgiveness of sins, receive redemption and healing and salvation. Dear Lord, we thank you with all our hearts for it, and we ask you, make it fully manifested in our midst so that it becomes true, that it becomes true, so that the lost ones are saved, that the bound ones are delivered, and the sick ones are healed. Let it become true, O Lord, for your glory and for the confirmation of your word. Precious Lord and Savior, you also know my need, my problem, for your people, for all the ministering brethren worldwide, for the condition in which we are all in now. But we believe together that you, O Lord, are the same, and that you confirmed your word by your grace according to your great mercy. Have thine own way with all of us. Give revelation to each one about every word. Open thou the understanding for the scripture and give us together the responsibility so that we in a worthy way are bearing it in your presence, being all aware wherein is the divine commission and what is connected with it for your church. We thank you for all the prophets, for all the apostles. We thank you for the Old and for the New Testament. And we thank you that you have visited your people in this time in a supernatural way. You revealed yourself and you manifested yourself in the same pillar of fire and in the pillar of cloud as in the days of Moses. So also you did it in our time. And we thank you for it, that you illuminated the way to us. With all our hearts, we thank you for the ministry of your servant and prophet, which you have sent in our time according to your promise. And I thank you, beloved Lord, for all who can believe as the scripture says and what the scripture says. Thy blessing, may it come upon all of us and worldwide. And worldwide, upon the bride of the Lamb. To you, the great God, we say thanks. Also for this evening, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Let us sing, Hallelujah, be praised.